Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, the smart hashtag 5 launches in the UK. Tesla halts its FSD rollout for now, and BYD goes from strength to strength. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you which automakers' factory tours have become so popular, there's a black market for tour spots. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It is Tuesday, 25th of March. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Patreon supporters get these shows ad-free. You can be like them if you want. Check out the Patreon page. No pressure, but you will save even more time in your day. I know how busy you are. Hopefully this podcast does wrap up all of the global EV news for you in 20 minutes or so. Save even more time by checking out the Patreon page. And frankly, supporting my work here. This is now how I earn a living. Well, deliveries of Smart's largest vehicle, the number 5, will begin in October in the UK. I think they want me to pronounce it Smart hashtag 5, which is all very 2018, isn't it, on Twitter? Hashtags are they still a thing? Anyway, so they've called it the Smart hashtag 5. It's just the Smart 5, isn't it? That's going to begin October deliveries in the UK. The electric vehicle targets larger SUV owners. Now, if you were thinking that the Smart brand in your head, this little Smart 4.2 and the Smart 4.4, Smart is no longer small vehicles. Smart's reinventing itself. And this is a really big SUV, by the way. It's an 800-volt architecture. It's Geely's SEA2 platform, which is shared with the smaller Smart 1, the Smart 3 as well. It's a 4.7-metre long vehicle and 1.9 metres wide. It has hidden door handles and smooth edges. It's kind of bubbly and friendly and all smooth. It's not kind of jaggedy, angled, aggressive edges. I really like the look of this. It has got angular headlights and a single light bar for a stronger look, they say. It has dual touchscreens, dual 13-inch touchscreens. That's really big, isn't it? And on the dashboard, an upgraded version of Smart's UX system. And while exact power details aren't released yet, a June report last year from the Chinese government when this was first released showed that they will even have a Brabus edition at some point, possibly for the UK. So that's dual motor, 637 brake horsepower. The Smart 5 will come in 5 trims: the Pro, Pro Plus, Pulse, Summit, and Premium. Battery sizes are either 76 or 100 kilowatt hours. I told you this is a big vehicle, 100 kilowatt hour battery. But with the longest, most efficient version, that would be a single motor, big battery, 366 miles of range. I mean, that's really, really good. 589 kilometers. And what's really impressive about this is the Chinese videos that you see on YouTube and whatnot, the Smart will charge with its 800 volt platform 10 to 80 in 18 minutes. That's proper EGMP Hyundai Kia stuff, right? 18 minutes, 10 to 80. It will even peak, not that you'll find a charger this powerful in Europe, apart from outside some of the OEM-specific charging networks, at 400 kilowatts. Now, if you can find a 350, you're doing pretty well. And so look for those. But that's very, very impressive. The Summit Edition has off-road features, has four-wheel drive, has a roof rack, has 5 driving modes for snow and mud, etc. We think the pricing will start around, for the base version, £40,000. Smart have got a real job to do over here to re-educate the buying public about what a Smart really is. Does the buying public know that Smarts are, you know, massive battery, big vehicle, 800-volt system, expensive? It starts at 40, so it's going to go up from there. Vehicles, I would argue not yet, so I'm looking forward to seeing how Smart communicate all their changes with the Smart 5 coming. now. Yesterday, Tesla had to suspend its full self-driving rollout. Local social media reports in China say that Tesla has temporarily stopped FSD. There's no set date for when the trial will resume. The reasons are not clear, but are presumed to be regulatory, which is interesting because that would show a maybe cooling of the relationship between China and Tesla as Tesla gets further involved in being at the heart of US politics. China, many people have said, will use Tesla as, well, maybe even a weapon against the United States if they need to. Of course, Tesla in China was all built on Chinese loans and China money, and so FSD being rolled out there is very, very important. Advanced driving technology, level 2. Some people call it level 2 plus autonomy. That's not actually not one of the official levels, but people try and use the plus to dictate that it's a little bit better than what people think level 2 is. So Tesla China says FSD in China is an, and I quote, intelligent assisted driving function, end quote. Yep. It notes that level 2 doesn't meet the criteria for autonomy in China. Back on March 17th, Tesla China officially launched their 1 month free trial of FSD. Eligible vehicles got the update over the air. Tesla said that human drivers are responsible, of course, for any accidents that happen, and the suspension may relate to new regulations, which are coming out from China's Ministry of Industry and Information. That theory is supported by Xiaopeng's announcement. They too, in case you think this is a, you know, a solely targeted on Tesla, have had to delay an over-the-air update that was coming for some autonomy stuff. So the intelligent driving sector is growing quickly in China. Last month, BYD announced their new era of intelligent driving with their God's Eye or Dai Pilot system being rolled out even to their cheapest of vehicles. But will we get that resumption of FSD in China? We'll wait and see how long this is a temporary pause of the rollout for. Now, and staying with Tesla, let's talk about how this crazy situation is getting out of hand in violence and vandalism against Tesla service centers, showrooms, vehicle supercharger locations. Even I'm on some UK groups online, Facebook. I'm on a WhatsApp group where people were sharing yesterday pictures of their cars being scratched, like someone taking a wire brush to the vehicle, cars being keyed. I saw some pictures yesterday, someone forwarded them on, of Tesla vehicles having their tires knifed. Well, there was a big hole in the sidewall of the tires, and so that's, you know, that's quite impressive given that we are thousands of miles away. And although Tesla is now, you know, sort of deeply embedded in MAGA Trump world stuff, like, that's not our politics. So for people over here to be that annoyed with Tesla, I mean, that's something. Either way, all of this is entirely unacceptable. People buying their cars before this sort of recent turn of events. It's, you know, in America, the situation's crazy. 80 vehicles recently in Ontario, Canada, at a service center, all being vandalized. Tesla saying from their part, they will now activate Sentry mode. If you're really worried and your vehicle is going into a service center or a collision location and you're worried about, God, you shouldn't be worried about vandalism on your car, but if you are, I'm saying you shouldn't be, I mean, you're absolutely entitled to be worried that someone's going to attack your vehicle, but you shouldn't, as in this should not be happening. That's what I mean by that. So they're going to activate Sentry mode on cars when they're in service centers. Pre-delivery vehicles as well will have Sentry mode activated. Of course, that has implications, doesn't it? Because Sentry mode is quite energy intensive. They've been trying to lower that over time as well, and Tesla improving versions of their software to lower the energy draw on Sentry mode. That's not without its issues, that, you know, you have to go and make sure those cars, if they're in service, sometimes can be a long time, and pre-delivery vehicles can wait around. They're going to have to then be taken away off to the building, charged up, taken back again. You know, it's not without consideration, but it'll be activated. Announced, that was announced on social media. Sentry mode will increase the workload, of course, for Tesla employees. They'll need to recharge their vehicles at least once a week, we think, if they're just sitting idle. Sentry mode also won't stop vandalism, but hopefully the word will get around these weirdos that are vandalizing cars, and maybe even they can have music blaring from the vehicle if a, you know, or the car starts honking its horn if something is detected, and captures video evidence that hopefully can be uploaded instantly to I mean, somewhere, I know data protection's tough, but if you can upload that straight to the police or law enforcement, I don't know. I mean, if it's your vehicle, you might not. I don't know. I mean, car companies can dip into our cars these days, can't they, and take stuff. Tesla is well known for, well, we won't get into that, you know, having departments that have watched the goings-on inside the cars. That's a different story, isn't it? We know it happens. You know, you can tap into cameras on various brands of cars. It's not just a Tesla thing, but still. The CEO of Tesla didn't say if this was going to be a US-only thing, but also Canada as well. And I would say possibly add the UK, because we're seeing lots of attacks on people's personal cars. What is going on? Hopefully law enforcement can put an end to this as soon as possible. Now, we do have news of BYD going from strength to strength. Chinese automaker BYD had annual revenues of $107 billion US dollars equivalent. That's 777 billion yuan for the year ending to December 31st. And that puts them above Tesla now. So for a long time, people have been saying, well, yeah, BYD sell more cars than Tesla, but Tesla sell higher priced vehicles. And, you know, it's not the metric you should look at. And Tesla makes more money. Well, BYD now getting one over their fierce rival in that as well, with now making more money than Tesla too in terms of revenue. Tesla's revenue for last year was $97.7 billion. BYD's net income rising 34% year over year. BYD has become the leader in China's EV market, launching a new charging system, of course, with rapid charging recently. 5-minute stops and you'll be off and away again. Last year they sold 1.76 million units, which nearly matched Tesla's 1.79. And if you include the hybrid cars as well, then BYD was up at like 4.3 million odd. And so, you know, BYD starts to then become just one of the world's biggest car companies. This year, 5 to 6 million would be about right. You think they've started the year really strong? Incredible. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about a massive new ultra rapid hub here in the UK. And it's right on my doorstep. And I'm delighted. And I'll tell you why. Back in a mo.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand-new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand-new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. So, if you'd like to be a Patreon supporter and miss the ads and skip the ads, you can at patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Now we'll talk about the Dacia Sandero. Looks like it's going to become Europe's top-selling vehicle. That is interesting because that is going to be going electric, we think, and that's a great place. It outpaces the Citroën C3, which does have an electric equivalent, the EC3. Other strong contenders, though, in Europe will be the VW ID4. MG ZS has got some incredible deals on right now, but we know that because the MG 5S is coming. And so I've seen some MG ZS's, admittedly small battery, what's it, 51, I think, kilowatt hours, and the SE trim, the feature one is the trophy trim. And that's like a 30 grand vehicle. I've seen them on sale over here for 17 new. 17,995, that was it. So it's 18, basically. 18 new. What? There was a place in Southampton, an MG dealership. 18 grand new. Okay, small battery. But the ZS, and well, I've owned a ZS, and I loved that car. That was a great family car for us. Took all of the stuff we needed, and that's 18 new. Of course, they're shifting stock because the new MG 5S is coming. But the ZS is doing pretty well for now in Europe as they clear stock on the Jeep Avenger as well. I love the little Jeep Avenger. Smaller vehicle than you think it is. But I really, really like the Jeep Avenger. And that's interesting in EV world because the Model Y has been Europe's number one for a very long time. But what with the changeover to the new so-called Juniper, we see that no real Model Y sales to shout about in January and February. Anywhere between 44 and 85% declines for that. So they can't wait, I imagine, to start delivering those new vehicles. Big growth from the VW ID7. That was 800% to get 11,312 units sold in the first 2 months of the year. I love the ID7 as well. I saw one in it, with a beautiful car, beautiful blue, the other day driving around here. Man, it was really striking. That ID7 is a great-looking car as well. Now, InstaVolt just opened their newest, largest ultra-rapid hub. This has got loads of EV chargers. It's got solar panels. It's got battery backup. And it's in a really good location if you live in the south of England like I do. It is near the A34. So you come off at junction 9 of the M3. And as you got the A34, it's literally just off the roundabout. So if you are heading north up the country, and of course reverse this for when you're coming back down south or you're travelling south. If you're heading north and you get to the A34 junction, it's on a roundabout. It's just you just literally pull off a slip road and you go just left off the slip road. You go around the next roundabout right and it's on what was farmland. Now, I spent a little while looking at some Google and some Bing Maps photos of this and it was, by the looks of it, just farmland. So I'm guessing a year ago or whenever, InstaVolt and their contractors, their partners, have applied for some sort of rezoning or permission from the local council for a change of use. And I'm delighted that these kind of things are happening. It wasn't wasteland. It wasn't industrial park. This is just, it just to me looks like farmland. A lot of trees in the area. And that, by the look of it from the InstaVolt pictures today, they've all been kept. It's a really nice setting. And it's in an amazing location. Really, really busy place on the main motorway hub of the UK. 44 ultra rapids. If you turn up there and you can't get a space, then it's definitely a very busy day. Each providing, they're 160 kilowatts a plug. Which, you know, for most of the EVs in the UK right now, 160 is good. Like, hey, 350 is great, but it focuses on solar and a 4 megawatt battery storage system on site. 870 solar panels. Of course, that doesn't power all of the EVs charging, but it's a nice little cherry on top, isn't it? The InstaVolt CEO saying that it's their flagship site that sets a standard for ultra rapids in the UK, their largest site, their most advanced site to date. I can't wait to go and visit it now that it's actually open. Because even a couple of weeks ago, like the diggers were on site and it was, you know, obviously the groundworks were done, but really impressive to see that so close to me as well. 24/7 facilities, toilets, play park for children and whatnot. I'll go visit that very soon. Now, NIO's aiming for 25 markets by the end of the year. Chinese EV maker NIO has its international expansion well underway. It started in Norway in 2021. Then in 2022, it went to Germany, Netherlands, Sweden, and Denmark. And now their plan is to operate in 25 regions by 2025 year end. The CEO of NIO reaffirming that there is no problem with the rollout of that. And they have showrooms, they have battery swapping over here in Europe. It hasn't really exploded, but in the 5 European countries they've entered already, they do a direct sales model, but they want to control some of the costs they've spent. I think it's been a lot of money and not really had a super sales experience yet. But for those customers that have taken the gamble, they want to certainly support those. But when they enter new markets, they will use national distributors rather than doing something directly. You know, that would be sort of agreeing, I guess, a wholesale price for the vehicle and then having other distributors in those countries move them on and remarket those to the eventual, you know, retail customers. Brilliant. Well, talking about vehicles coming to Europe, Changan is another one that you're going to see on the roads over here in Europe. The company unveiled its first European model, the Deepal S7 or S07. It's full electric. It's an SUV. They unveiled it last week in Germany. Starting price is 45,000 euros. That's 48,000 US dollars. Chang'an will launch the S7 first in Germany, Norway, Denmark, Netherlands next month in April. The UK follows in June with right-hand drive. The Deepal S5 comes later this year. The Chang'an E7 comes next year. To support the expansion, Chang'an will create a sales and service network of 1,000 dealerships, but there's no timeline attached to that. Vehicles sold in Europe will be imported from the Chinese and Thailand, the Thai factory, actually. Chang'an was the world's 16th largest automaker last year. They sold 2.2 million vehicles, if you've never heard of them. They are quite a big player. And they export to 60 countries worldwide, and you're going to see more Chang'ans on the road. But would you take a punt and buy one? Well, we'll find out very soon when those vehicles start hitting the road. Now, Portugal is enhancing its EV rebate scheme. The Portuguese government increasing their rebate program, discounting electric vehicles that are 38,000 euros or less. The 4,000 euro discount applies to new battery electric vehicles. And that includes big vehicles as well, so up to 9 seats. Buyers must scrap a vehicle older than 10 years to get the full 4,000, and you had to have owned it for at least a year, so you can't go get one for 1,000 euros and then get your 4,000 off. Funding comes from the Portuguese Environmental Fund, part of a larger set of incentives in the country, and the EV market in Portugal is small, but it's growing up. With a 41% increase in BEV sales in January compared to January last year. 5,000 units, not the biggest market. Portugal, one of those markets has perhaps lagged a little bit, but that's fantastic news. A little bit of money off an EV is always a good thing. Now, sales of Xiaomi's are going very well. Xiaomi sold 136,854 EVs last year. So we've been waiting to have a look at what that really means. Xiaomi was one of those companies that's just absolutely fascinating. The SU7 was launched last year in March. Deliveries began in April, less than a year ago. I know I sound like a broken record. It still amazes me. Didn't exist a year ago. Now they said 136,854 vehicles. That's last year alone, by the way. And why that's interesting is because Ford sold 97,000 and General Motors 114,000 EVs. It shows the challenge of an established car maker, and it also shows the, I guess, ability of a Chinese company to grow in the Chinese market, where local brands are now becoming very preferred. The SU7 is their first vehicle. The Chinese auto market is about the same as Europe and America combined, and they've been doing really, really well. The rise of Xiaomi and other Chinese firms has to be hurting these American companies, especially the likes of, Tesla as well. It was the first premium brand in China, did really, really well. But this new wave of premium vehicles like the SU7 has got to be hurting them. This competition is going to impact the non-domestic Chinese names. It's a fascinating trend to look at. But, when you look at Ford's decrease in sales in China for 7 of the past 8 years with a weak EV lineup there, it's amazing that Xiaomi can say more sales than Ford, more sales than General Motors. Just incredible. They didn't exist a year ago. And to try and explain without becoming a massive fanboy, and I'm aware that maybe on this main podcast there's so much China news kind of filtering in, because it's really important that maybe you don't want to hear as much of it, but if you do, wouldn't it be interesting to have a separate place to put so much of the China news which is coming in? Then you can pick and choose if you listen to it or not. That's a thought, isn't it? Xiaomi, just to try and explain like one little data point of how popular they are. China's youth is turning to things like factory visits to have a day out. What do you do for fun? Oh, I went and looked around a car factory. After the launch of the SU7, tickets for the Xiaomi factory tour have become one of the most highly desired things amongst young people in China. Tens of thousands of people have applied. The selection process is a lottery. The demand is so high that free tour slots are being resold for up to $300 US dollars online, like a major concert ticket but this is to have a look around where the Xiaomi EVs get made. Just incredible. There's a 40-minute visit to a tech exhibition hall and a 20-minute look at the production workshop. You can test drive vehicles and see the automated production line where the factory has about 100 workers and 20,000 vehicles per month being made using robotic arms. Xiaomi has had huge success in less than a year that it's been operating, and now it even can't satisfy the amount of young people in China that want to have a look around where the cars are made. Isn't it amazing? It reminds me a lot of old Tesla. If you haven't been listening to this podcast for too long, a long time ago, Tesla used to do factory tours for owners. And if you were an owner, you could maybe invite somebody who could possibly be a Tesla owner in the future. I'm going back a long time now. And they were very, very popular. And it was one of the ways that Tesla kind of ingratiated itself to the early EV community. The Tesla tours are really, they don't happen anymore, of course, but were like a thing, like a really big thing. And people would go wild about them. And, obviously you can't do that as the company gets bigger. But straight out of the old Tesla playbook, Xiaomi doing that. That's your podcast for today. Premium partners of the show, as always, get a daily mention. Thank you so much. I couldn't do this without the incredible support on Patreon. Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East. National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.